It feels awesome just because I feel like me and my team and, you know, management, my band, we've been working so hard in the last year. And, you know, just getting recognized by the ACMs feel like we've accomplished something. So it's an amazing honor, and I'm glad that we got nominated. I open up with my fans a lot. Personality-wise, like, they know everything about me off Facebook, and I just feel like they can relate to me a lot with a lot of things, and they just know me personally. So I feel like that's why we connect so well. And then they're just so rabid and so strong. They share all my stuff, and they're just an army behind me. It was cool because I seen her doing everything. We were in choir together in middle school, and you know, she's what pushed me to become an artist. And she did so well at American Idol. They brought her back in town for a parade, and it was just like, that's what I want to do. So I was trying to get songs with her before I had a label, and you know, we just couldn't do it because of the label. And I finally got the label, and I wrote a song called What Ifs, and we needed somebody to sing backups, and I was texting her that day. And she was about to go work out or some hot boxing class or something like that. And she said she can come in for like 15 to 20 minutes and just sing the backup vocals. And she knocked it out in one take, and it just amplified the song like times 10. So we got lucky and kept her on the song. Yeah, it's awesome. Just because, you know, she's been in it for, you know, like 3 years, 4 years. And it's like, from both of us to be at a small town and both of us to get nominated at the exact same time, and she's like killing it now with her single on the radio. So it's awesome. It would be amazing if we both got to win. I know it's a small chance, but it would be amazing if we both did. Well, we got some talented people on the bus that are writers. I mean, we don't write on the bus, which makes no sense, but luckily with that first album that we just did, I knocked out all my songs before we actually went on tour. So now, like, we did 200 dates last year. So if I would have tried to write in the middle of that, it just wouldn't have happened. So Kent Earl's over at Universal right now. We're trying to schedule some more writes for the next album. I think we're actually about to go have a beer and talk about more writes. Expecting to be a fangirl, you know, and Chris is my biggest idol. So I'm really excited because I feel like with the FGL tour, it really got us ready for this tour. We found our footing with our band, and we're just going to open the show and hopefully kick butt and get everybody rowdy. And then I'm going to be a little fangirl beside stage and watch Chris Young and then watch Jason Aldean afterwards. The hardest thing about the hardest learning part was probably just because, like, club shows, you know, everything's so intimate because everybody's so close to the stage. And then with, you know, arena tours like FGL and Jason Aldean, everybody, you know, they're a football field back. So you have to, your hand movement's got to be bigger, and, you know, your stage presence just has to be a lot bigger than if you're in a club show. You know, I feel like everybody needs help in some way. Like, with me, music to me, I like being a role model to a bunch of people. So charities, everything. I love to help out as much as possible. So if it's a cause that I can help, then I would do it. You know, there's a lot of songs that I listen to. That, you know, they just make you emotional. I just feel like everybody has a certain song for every person that's been through a certain thing. And Learning, I have a song called Learning that just talks about my life, what I've been through, child abuse, racism. And I've had a bunch of people come up to me, and they've said that they've been bullied, and that song gets them through it. So I just, you know, music just, I feel like it's so powerful to everybody that needs it.